Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I want to drive. You drive, stay
in prison. It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
TikTok, everybody. Just about 10, just under 11 minutes left in today's trading session. We're off our highs of the session, certainly on the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P. NASDAQ holding towards it, up 124 points. Let's see what our guest has to say as we drive to the close. Larry Pitkowski back with us. He's managing partner and portfolio manager at Goodhaven Capital Management. They are based in Millburn, New Jersey, and that's where we find Larry on this Tuesday. How are you?
I am well. Carol, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Hanging in there. Seems like equity's hanging in there as well. Despite, inflation concerns, supply chain concerns, questions about global central banks pulling back on the gas pedals. Same thing with concerns about global policymakers holding back on fiscal initiatives in terms of spending. What do you make of the continued run?
And that's only the partial list.
That's quite a list, though.
Look, Carol, in investing, what is critical is to focus on what is important and what is knowable. There's all kinds of important things that are not knowable, and you could spend all day thinking about them and whatnot, and it's really not going to necessarily help you to make better decisions. So I try very hard to focus on what is important and is knowable, and that means kind of sticking to analysis of the companies we are invested in, thinking about where they're going in the future, buying them with a margin of safety, and being aware of the macro backdrop. I mean, you'd have to work really hard to not see inflation today. It's obvious interest rates are low, so they can go higher, and think about how that might impact the businesses that one owns. But to make predictions about all those things, those are unknowables, and I find that just does not really help. But it is fascinating, and there are, obviously pockets of excess, and markets are higher, but we'll just try and wake up earlier every day and continue to look for things to do that seem attractive.
Hey, I just want to, Larry, talk a little bit about inflation because you mentioned it. Neel Kashkari, the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis president, telling Bloomberg yesterday that we shouldn't overreact to what is likely going to be a temporary factor. Is this temporary in your view?
Tim, I don't know. It is quite a consensus.
Thank you for saying that, because we really don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I appreciate your candor.
There's a whole lot of things I don't know, and I think it's important not to have an opinion about everything under the sun, and that may make me less interesting to sit next to at a dinner party, but I just don't know.
Well, you're welcome on our show anytime, okay?
I don't know, but it is important to just consider, if it's not transitory, what does it mean for the businesses that you own? But to predict it in either direction, I mean, it's obviously here, and it's obviously something to be aware of, but I leave predicting it to people for whom that is how they have compounded money over time.
Well, Larry, you started the conversation saying focus on what's important and knowable. So what's knowable in your view that you can actually make some investment decisions on?
I think what is knowable is to try and find a handful of companies that one has an understanding of where the business is headed and to try and buy them with a margin of safety. That's all we've ever tried to do here at Goodhaven. And, we are fortunate here. It's kind of the second year of what I would call Goodhaven 2.0. I think most portfolios we manage are up in the mid-30s year to date. And yet, I think we still own a portfolio that in aggregate is undervalued. And I wanted to mention one particular company that is, even in a heated market and where they've done very well business-wise, the stock is unchanged year-to-date, which is Store Capital, which is a very well-run triple net lease REIT where the stock has gone nowhere. The business has done well. And so it's just a reminder that there's always something out there that may have been on a stock price basis not performed as well as the business, and it's our job to, keep hunting for such things.
Where else? Go ahead, Carol.
Well, how much exposure is that? Do you have for your clients' portfolios on that one?
Well, I would say Store is anywhere from, kind of 3 to 5%-ish. Depends on the portfolio. But by the way, that's a nice-sized holding. Mm-hmm. The company is the co-founders were Chris Volk and Mary Fedewa. Mary just ascended to the CEO spot. They've done a great job over the long term since they went the IPO in 2014. I think the total return's been low teens, low to mid-teens or something of that nature. And they've been battle-tested. You know, mm-hmm. they came through COVID really doing a very impressive job. And here the stock's got a 4.5% dividend yield.
Just looking at the dividend yield.
You know, 16 times future AFFO, and the stock has gone nowhere recently. And it's actually below where it was pre-COVID. So, I mean, that's, you know, in a inflated world where there's a lot of things that have gone up dramatically, I think we're very fortunate to own some things where the businesses have done well and the stock prices haven't necessarily followed. And, I think that's how you find opportunities.
Hey, Larry, because you brought up a REIT, it just reminds me of a headline that recently crossed from our own John Gittleson, Brookfield facing imminent default on a Chicago office building as it struggles to stay current on debt payments. I'm wondering, as you look out at the landscape right now, how you think about commercial real estate, because Carol and I were talking during the break, and it does seem like that's one area right now that has remained relatively strong, despite the fact that people aren't back in offices like they were before the pandemic.
Right.
Well, we happen to own some Brookfield, which we received from owning some Oak Tree Capital years ago through the merger. And far be it from me to second guess the moves that Bruce Flatt is making within that portfolio. The track record speaks for itself. And I think in any, you know, lending, leasing business, you're going to occasionally have some things that don't work out there that you have to work through. And that's just part of the business. But
do you feel like we talked earlier about Amazon pulling out of doing some office space in Jersey City, and that story included how there's a lot of vacancies when it comes to office properties in Jersey City. Do you feel like we're still waiting on a day of reckoning, Larry, when it comes to commercial real estate office buildings? Because there's still so much uncertainty surrounding when most workers will return. And just got about 25 seconds, if you can be quick.
Well, I think first of all, I would take it company by company. Secondly, I would say, you know, if you've got a creditworthy tenant that's got a 20-year lease and they choose to not let everybody come, if nobody has to come to work for 2 years, I don't know if it's a creditworthy tenant with a 20-year lease that's necessarily going to be so problematic for the landlord. And the world does seem to be returning to a different style of work. So it would seem, as it always does, that the well-run companies that have been prepared for an occasional downturn seem
right.
to be doing fine, and the weaker, you know, don't. And that's I think, how it always works.
All right. Got to run. Great conversation. Thank you. Larry Pitkowski, Managing Partner, Portfolio Manager at Goodhaven Capital Management. He's based in Millburn, New Jersey, and that's where we found him on this Tuesday.